So, in the car, sweaty, less than 5 minutes to go. It's myself and Mr. Lee Wallace. We, again, played fog hockey. There are just two interviews today, which is great. Dropping him off at his East Side home, and we're talking a bit about the band that he's in. The Locusts Have No King. This is a band you obviously should know. If you're listening to this somewhere in Alberta or God knows where, then you don't know who this band is, possibly. Unless you're the ex-drummer who lives in Alberta. What are you guys doing? What's the deal? I know that you weren't playing very many shows. Like, when's the last time you guys even played? Let's start there.
Last time we played, probably September.
Maybe. Come on!
FAMFest.
We can feed... but
FAMFest, yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. It feels like it's been way too long. How many bands it's been hard to book because you don't play. So you've been... Dave's been writing,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I've been writing. Dave's been writing. And then bringing it into the whatever experimental lab we've got and just sort of banging them out. We got a couple new members, obviously.
Yeah.
Mr. Joey DeRoche and Tara Watts. So yep. It's been more interesting and more input definitely than in the past. So a lot more exciting and different avenues and stuff, you know.
Well, and the thing is the record you're doing now, just what process point are you at? You said something about recording.
Yeah, well, we've been demoing out a bunch of songs. We might have about 7 or 8 songs sort of that we're ready to go. So actually tonight we're going to be laying down drums and bass most likely for keeps this time, hopefully. the good ones that you guys might be able to hear in a few months. I know we're planning on a 5-song digital EP for around March and a small tour to follow, including the a stopover at the Canadian Music Festival in Toronto.
Oh yeah.
And then hopefully a full length record around June-ish and maybe a tour out to the East Coast and back. That's what we're planning.
Wicked. Yeah. So you guys are, the small tour that you'll push the EP with will be just Ontario?
Yeah, it'd be just the southwestern Ontario, probably a show here in Windsor. Not really sure what Dave's planning. He's making all those stops. I know there's going to be a stop in Toronto, obviously,
yeah.
But and maybe a couple other stopovers, maybe only about 3 or 4 songs, you know, or 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but are you keeping it sparse? Are you going to keep the show sparse? Like,
yeah.
Well, make us all struggle.
We're gonna we'll put them together. We'll try to put them together. Yeah. After that, I don't know what we're doing until the actual record comes out. We'll probably play a couple more shows, just sort of get a couple practice runs at it.
Yeah.
At the new songs, because it's gonna be a bunch of new songs. So yeah, we're really excited about.
So do you guys know what's going on in terms of naming the record or anything yet, or is that secret?
That's secret. We did have, I don't know, actually, because more like we don't know, that's the thing. We did have a record called The Carolinians, and that was shelved, basically.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think that is something I should have brought up. That's just in 30 seconds, tell me about that, aside from we had a record, it shelved.
Yeah, well, it's just a stop, it was a stop-go process a lot of the times. Always sort of playing shows and banging out the same songs and trying to piece together new stuff with new members all the time. So
right.
Made it really difficult. So we did our best. Now we've got a more solid base. So now we're actually figuring we're more comfortable where we are now.
But you have this... Do you have recordings from another record that's just going to go away?
We've got a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of recordings that probably won't ever see. I mean, who knows?
That's intriguing.
Maybe they'll work their way into a B-side somewhere.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's something where, at compilation time, people are going to be begging you for bits.
Bits and bytes.
Yeah, well, so that's something you can look forward to. Obviously, more and more bands, I think, moving coming into the fray of digital releases and that really funny situation, because Windsor seems to be a town that still isn't adopting it, but you go out of town, you go to Toronto with these digital cards and they're gone, because they're cheaper.
Definitely. It's time to fully embrace that format. And I know we just started a new blog because we figured that's a better medium than a static website that everyone can go to.
He's correct. The end. That's all he needed to say. He is totally right. If you are a band, if you are in Windsor or not, listen to him. This is how you can communicate and share your goods. The Locusts Have No King. Look them up. They're very good. New record coming out in June.